It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? We're in the book of Romans. We continue this study, a wonderful study in the book of Romans, Romans chapter 12, beginning with verse 9. Romans chapter 12, verse 9. And we're going to read down through the end of the chapter, verse 21. And so while you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you'd like to call us, it would be 217-847-2717. If you'd like to send us an email, it'd be parkviewbible@gmail.com or parkviewbiblechurch@gmail.com. Either one is fine. And then please visit our website. Many good studies, our Constitution, Plan of Salvation, everything can be found there at www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. That's parkviewbiblechurch.org. Hope that you would take some time because it will be a wonderful study for you. It gives you the clear understanding of how to be saved, and at the same time, wonderful studies to grow by. So please that you look at that. Romans chapter 12, beginning to read with verse 9. Romans chapter 12, verse 9. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. Distributing to the necessity of saints, given to hospitality. Bless them that persecute you, bless and curse not. Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. Be of the same mind one towards another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceits. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as it much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Wonderful scripture verses. I hope that you enjoyed those as much as I did in getting direction from the Lord of how he would have us as believers to live. Let's go to the Lord in prayer now before we begin the study. Father, we just thank and praise you that we can come and be together and study your precious word. I have always praised you for the opportunity of the radio ministry that you've given us to be able to take this precious word of yours and speak it across the airways that so many can hear. Thank you, Father, for that opportunity. And we just thank and praise you for this local church that you have given us. I am a complete believer in the local church, a small body of believers that come together and salvation comes into their heart, and they come into the local church to grow and to learn more about you, Lord Jesus, and to enjoy the wonderful fellowship of believers. So, Father, please, that you would just continue to bless and use this church, this radio ministry, the website we have as well, and just touch every heart, Father, please. Touch every heart today. Those that are lost, that they would be saved. They'd come to the Lord Jesus, come to your Son, Jesus, for salvation. And those that are saved, that they would just enjoy the walk each and every day, growing closer to you, and use these words in this study to do just that. Speak to hearts now, Father, and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Romans chapter 12, verse 9. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. Very simple verse of Scripture. Dissimulation. Let love be without dissimulation. So many people are fake. So many people are phony. And when they say they care, or they say that they, they would do anything for you, and say that they, you know, they have a love and a desire to help you, it needs to be real. And that's the difference between someone that is not saved and someone that is saved. Sad to say, though, that if you do not grow in the Word of God, you can be a born-again believer and still play a part, be a pretender. You don't need to be, because as a believer in Jesus Christ, as you grow in His Word, it's something that comes very naturally spiritual. Now, when I say something that comes natural, to play a part, to pretend, now that is natural in the flesh. But in the spirit, that is not natural. It's something that is pleasing to the Lord and something that's very comfortable and brings great pleasure. And that is, as a believer, that we do it out of the love of God and not pretending in any fashion. Don't be a hypocrite. To abhor there means without question to hate. And so we are to hate that which is evil. That love that we need to have, the joy that we need to have to walk each day, it is a wonderful love, a wonderful joy. It brings patience and guidance and direction, and we're here to lift people up, bring them to the saving knowledge, saving grace of Jesus, and then bring them into the family so they can grow and have a wonderful time of fellowship. And so in order to do that, then, number one, it has to be real. We are not to be fake or phony. And again, abhor that which is evil, cleave to that which is good. To cleave to that which is good means to join fast together, to glue like cement, to fasten firmly together, turn from one and be drawn to another. You see, that's what happens when we leave the old way, the fake and phony way. And if you're not a believer in Jesus Christ, that's all you have. You're playing a part. Because without the presence of God in your heart and have His direction, that's all you're doing. You're either mimicking someone else, or you're trying to be someone that you're not. And we're not to do that. We are to be real, and we are to hate evil, and we are to cleave to that which is good. And to cleave that which is good means to abhor the one, to cling to the other. And so that's the division right there. And so what a wonderful verse of Scripture. Now on to verse 10. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another. So be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another. We are to demonstrate brotherly love. Love the brethren in the faith as though they were brethren of blood relations. In other words, my family members. Many times, and it is wonderful when your family, your father and mother and brothers and sisters and maybe your grandparents and your aunts and uncles, that they know Jesus as their Savior. And they come, you come together with the family get together, maybe somebody's home visiting, and when those are all saved and all serving, what a wonderful fellowship that you have. But most of the time, that is not the way it is. Because as we come to know the Lord Jesus Christ, there becomes a division there. Because maybe Dad decides not to trust in Jesus and Mom does. There's going to be conflict there. Now, why anyone would refuse the gospel and not trust in Jesus as their Savior? If you'll notice, I am not talking about a certain church. I'm talking about a relationship with Jesus. And in order to have and possess that relationship, you need to feel the presence of the Spirit. And I pray that today, as we're looking through these precious words, that your heart is being tugged on, and you're kind of confused maybe, and you don't really know what to do. Well, that's the Spirit of God. That's that Spirit that's showing you who you are. And when we take a look at who we are, you'll find truly who you are as a lost person. You'll find that there's nothing pretty about it. We're pretty ugly. And we need to have a Savior. And that ugliness is not an outward appearance, it's inward. All the evil things that are going on in the world today is because of the absence of God, the absence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you would come by faith to Jesus, and if all the world would begin to choose Jesus and not choose some other cult or religion, but would come to the Jesus that I know from the Bible, and it's not connected with another book, it is the Word of God, the Bible, and you know, if you've ever listened before, that I firmly believe and stand upon the King James, the old King James, not even the new King James. Please, every time we've come together, you've heard me read from this old King James Bible. And it comes with power and it comes with strength. And we need to walk each day and understand that. Well, when you know Jesus as your Savior, then we begin to build a relationship with the brothers and sisters in Christ, those that are born again. And it's a joy. We do have here a wonderful, wonderful family. And I could probably safely say in every case that there are family members or close relation of the church family that we have here that are not saved or not born again. And many times, the church family is the closest tie and the most wonderful fellowship that we have, is because of the Lord Jesus Christ and the unity and the oneness that we have up on the Word of God, not upon some other doctrine that the church teaches, the denomination brings down, the seminary teaches the preachers, and the preachers teach the people. But many times it is not the Word of God. We need to look to the Word of God, follow the Word of God, and do not veer from it, because that's where our truth is. And then find a church, a Bible-believing, the study Bible. I got a Schofield study Bible right in front of me, but it needs to be the old King James. And you find that Bible, you come to know the Lord Jesus through those precious words, and then you find a church that follows after. And if they don't follow after the old King James, go someplace else. Find a church that preaches the Word of God, the truth, and stands on it. If you want the conviction and the joy of growing and of learning more about the Lord Jesus and walking with Him, also if you want your siblings, your sisters and brothers, your parents, your grandparents, your aunts and uncles, your friends to be saved, that's how it's going to happen. So please, look to the Word of God. But what a joy it is. A joy it is. And when you have a church that loves the Lord Jesus, stands upon the Word of God, you won't have cliques. You'll have the joy of this body of believers, and it that's just what it is. And so it is. We have a wonderful family here, a wonderful church family, all growing. No one here is perfect. We are here to grow together in the Lord Jesus, and we do that through the study of the Word of God. And so please find you a good church that you can enjoy that church family as that. Advantage to be given to believers is one to another instead of claiming it for ourselves. We need to understand that it is the oneness. It is the advantage of being together, and it's not something that is just You know, the world is very selfish and self-centered. This is, you know, I want this, I need this. And in a body of believers, as a church, born-again believers, you'll find that, do you need this? Would you like this? It's a giving spirit, and we need to see that. And as we look to these words now, be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love in honor, preferring one another. To prefer is to go before, to take the lead. And so we need to enjoy, help, build up the believers' lives. And it's just, it's wonderful. It's not a social club. It's an opportunity to help each other and to grow together. Now on to verse 11, not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer, distributing to the necessity of saints, given to hospitality. And it just kind of continues there. And let's back up now to that 11th verse, because it says, not slothful in business. And here does not mean necessarily the secular business, but the word means zeal. And so as we look at that, be not slothful in business, but have a zeal. With respect to zeal, not to laziness. A fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Not to be lukewarm, as the churches in Revelation. We have a church that is named the Church of Laodicea is lukewarm, and God hates lukewarmness. And yet we find that very prevalent today. The churches are very lukewarm when it comes to standing upon the Word of God. They're very lukewarm when it comes to the desire to help and build up the brethren and brothers and sisters in the Lord. We find it to be very lukewarm, and we know that we are in the Laodicean church age. And so being in that age, we know it's present, but we do not have to be lukewarm. We have the seven churches in Revelation, and we have seven church ages as well, I believe, that comes from that. And we are in the last term, the last age, the age of the Church of Laodicea, which is lukewarm. But at the same time, not only do we have this church age, this church time, but we also then, you have all seven churches are in existence and in each one of those seven time periods. And so the strength, the prevalence is in the Laodicean church. In other words, most churches are that way today. They're lukewarm. But there, as there was in the time that John has saw these churches and recorded this as the Spirit led him, at that time we also had all those churches, all seven churches were present. And they are still present today. And so as we study through that, I like to believe that this church is the Church of Philadelphia. And as we look to the Word of God, I believe that's what fits the description of this church. We are not a church of the Laodiceans. We're not a lazy, laid-back church. We have a zeal for God's business and work. Can we do more? Most certainly. Most certainly. But we have a love for the brethren, brothers and sisters in Christ, and a joy to walk each day. So when we look at this scripture here, not slothful in business, well, that does carry off. That's talking about the business of the church. But also it does carry off into the business world. We, as a believer in Jesus Christ, should do the very best job we can do. Now, there may be someone that can do a better job than what you can do, just because it's beyond your abilities. But we are to do the best job we can do. And when I work out in the world and I work out there every day. I'm amongst those in the world, and I do the best job I can do. And we should always do that, because we are honoring our God by doing the best job we can do. You're not only bringing dishonor to yourself if you do a lazy job. If you just kind of do just what little you have to do to please the boss to keep your job, if that's what you're doing, you're bringing dishonor unto the Lord. So you think about that as a believer. Just continue to do that. Now we have not slothful in business, fervent in spirit. Fervent in spirit. We need to be serving the Lord, as the scripture tells here. It's wonderful. Rejoicing in hope. To rejoice in hope. The blessed hope of the coming of our Lord Jesus. He is coming soon. What a wonderful opportunity and joy it is for us to know He is coming soon. The blessed hope of the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. Wonderful. Rejoicing in hope. Patient in tribulation. Patient in tribulation. When we are tried, we should rejoice and be exceedingly glad. Now, understand that. We need to rejoice and be exceedingly glad. Let's look at Matthew chapter 5, verse 12. Matthew chapter 5, verse 12. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted them the prophets which were before you. Yes, persecution comes. Yes, tribulation comes. But rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward. Now, the reward is fine, but we also need to be doing it for the right reason, not to be doing it for a reward, because if it is, we will receive a reward. But we need to do it because we love our God and want to serve Him and honor Him. What a joy it is each day to serve the Lord. So patient in tribulation. And the way that you gain patience is through tribulation. And it is a growth. We should have great patience. God, through the years, has taught me and brought me from a most horrible temper to very, very patient. And I just thank and praise the Lord because He's done it all. He has brought that patience to me, given me the opportunity to do many things that I could not have done with that temper that I used to have. Continuing instant in prayer. Continuing in prayer. Men ought always to pray, to be in prayer, and to not to faint, the scripture tells us. Look up at Luke 18:1. You know, you say, well, how can I pray all the time? I'm working, I'm busy. Well, you can be in fellowship with the Lord while you're working. And again, give your boss give His full attention. But you can, while you're working, be visiting and fellowshipping with the Lord. I am constantly asking Him for wisdom and help to do what I need to do. And it's one I fellowship with all the time. Luke 18:1. He spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Always to pray. The church life is to be energized, and that energy comes, and that warmth comes as a body of believers while truly serving the Lord. Serving. You're not to be a pew warmer. You're to be serving. And that may be someone that you can't physically do what you used to be able to do, but you can surely lift up folks in prayer. Ask them for their strength. Be praying for these radio programs. Be praying for the website, you know, as we have such a joy of that, you know, going around the world. And we have, you know, well over 1,000 studies on that website that you can Sunday morning messages and radio program broadcasts, and it's all there. And it's for our growth. And so I hope and pray that people will use it and enjoy it. But we are to be energized by the Word of God, by His study, by serving the Lord, and we will be, and there'll be a joy in our heart that we can kind of that warm, sweet spirit that we have. Wonderful. So please look to the Lord Jesus Christ. In verse 13, it goes on here, distributing to the necessity of saints, given to hospitality. Give, bless them that persecute you. Bless and curse not. If the Lord has blessed you financially, maybe blessed you in other ways, and that blessing, that ability you have, is one that you are supposed to share with others. And so if you see someone that has need, then you will be blessed if you can help them with that need. Maybe it's something physically you can do. Maybe it's something financially you can do. Maybe it's something spiritually that you can help them with. But we need distributing to the necessity of saints. And here why it's really talking about physical needs. Given to hospitality. We should have a desire to give. Given to hospitality. And so please, give and give with a willing heart. When we have the offering at church, and you know, I ask that you have prayed about what you're to give and how you're to support the church. And however that is, then you're to give, and I pray that you're giving with a joyful heart, not grudgingly, because if you do, then you're not going to be blessed. But if you give it willingly, with joy in your heart, and oh Lord, I just thank you so much for what you're doing with the radio broadcast, with the preaching of the word from the pulpit, with the church family, with this building that we're able to have. I just thank you that I can be a part of that, and help me, Father, to be able to assist, give more if you'll bless me, Father, and I ask that you will bless me. And so we need to understand that that's the way the church is to be. Now, there was great needs in the early church. Some folks would sell their property and give, distribute it so they could have them. That's not necessarily what God wants us to do as a whole today. Maybe that's something God leads you to do for whatever reason. But I know that we are to help with the needs of the brothers and sisters in Christ. That's our first priority in the church. It's a joy to come together and to do those things. Bless them that persecute you. Bless and curse not. Bless them that curse you. Well, that's kind of tough sometimes, isn't it? Somebody badmouths you, and somebody uses some vulgar words, and they're directed at you, and the first thing we want to do is just lash back. But that's not what the Word of God tells us to do. We're to bless them which persecute you. To bless them would be to pray for them, to lift up the name of the Lord Jesus before our God, that, Father, please, that they would find you and find salvation. Instead of that, we just get angry with them and we follow suit and even curse at them because of some of the things they're doing. But you realize why they're doing those things? It's because they do not know the Lord Jesus as their Savior. They're lost. Their God is the devil. Their God is the devil. And if he's the devil, then think of the things that he's going to try to do to destroy you, to upset you. But we are to bless them. And to bless them is to, again, pray for them. Try to lift them up in some manner. Try to build them up. Try to help them. But please, don't follow suit to what they do. Curse not, the Scripture says. My dear friend, we have a wonderful study. What are you going to do about Jesus?